This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, September 25th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Thompson opines on RFK Jr. Columbia opens to U.S. beef. And more Covercress varieties okayed. Thompson, industry right to be concerned about RFK Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his allies have been on Capitol Hill this week trying to build support for his claims that the food industry and agriculture practices are responsible for chronic childhood diseases. This comes amid questions about what role, if any, RFK Jr. could have in a second Trump administration. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania says the ag sector is right to be concerned about RFK Jr. Quote, I think they should be concerned with this very far-left ideas on overregulation. I'm not a fan of that, Thompson said. I certainly believe in healthy eating, and I think we do our best. For more on RFK Jr. and what his MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, allies have been doing in Washington, read our weekly newsletter. Beef can go to Colombia again. Beef exporters in 14 states are cleared to send their product to Colombia after the nation lifted restrictions it placed on imports this spring over concerns about highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. Colombia was the only country that officially restricted beef imports as a result of H5N1, U.S. Meat Export Federation CEO Dan Hallstrom says. The U.S. sent an average of $3 million a month in beef exports to the country before the restrictions were imposed in April, but this fell to less than $850,000 in July. We look forward to rebuilding U.S. beef's presence in Colombian market and meeting the needs of our valued customers, he said. Covercress, drought-tolerant potato among newly approved GM products. U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Pet Health Inspection Service has approved three Covercress varieties, a drought-tolerant potato, and a type of garden pea with seeds containing a meat protein. Covercress is a type of field pennycress that can be grown in winter months and used as feedstock for sustainable aviation fuel, renewable diesel, and biodiesel. The potato was developed by Michigan State University with genes enabling it to better handle drought conditions. The garden pea is a product of Moolec, a company that has been working on protein-containing crop varieties that can be used for meat substitutes. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Vilsack announces funding for international development programs. USDA announced yesterday it will dedicate $466.5 million for global food security through international development programs. Speaking at the Clinton Global Initiative annual meeting, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said USDA is allocating $248 million to the McGovern-Dole International Food for Education and Child Nutrition Program. This will support projects in 9 countries that offer school meals and boost literacy and primary education, particularly for girls. The additional $218.5 million will go to the Food for Progress program to help 7 countries strengthen their agricultural systems and adopt climate-smart technologies. Under these programs, USDA buys domestically grown commodities and provides them to implementing organizations. Food for Progress sells commodities locally and uses the funds to support local development projects.
The Montgomery Dole partners use these commodities directly in school nutrition programs. PFAS, a challenge for small drinking water systems, GAO says. The Government Accountability Office says a lack of expertise at rural water utilities is a major barrier to implementing EPA treatment standards for PFAS, called forever chemicals due to their persistence in the environment. PFAS treatment implementation is a consultant and engineer driven, and small systems may not have resources to hire consultants or engineers, according to a GAO report. Further, state officials we interviewed said that EPA should develop guidance that is specific to small public water systems, as these systems are in greatest need of assistance. GAO estimates 77% of the public water systems in the six states it surveyed haven't fully implemented a PFAS treatment method. The six states are Illinois, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, Ohio, and Vermont. In April, EPA set maximum contaminant levels for six types of PFAS that public water systems will have to meet by 2029. Groups applaud Harris price gouging ban proposal. 68 academics and agricultural, labor, and faith organizations are backing Vice President Kamala Harris' proposal for a federal ban on food industry price gouging. As a part of her campaign, Harris has called for, quote, new penalties for opportunistic companies that exploit crisis and break the rules, though it's still unclear exactly what those rules would be. A letter signed by the academics and group says existing laws are inadequate to protect U.S. consumers from unnecessary food price increases. While some state-level price gouging laws exist, the federal government can only currently act in wartime or extreme emergencies like the COVID-19 pandemic. Because there are so few corporations in any one sector, they no longer need to compete with each other for market share. Rather, they work in concert to limit supply and set prices, the letter said. Keep in mind, Republicans say Harris is proposing price controls, and food industry groups have pushed back on her plan. Senators seek to limit inspection requirements for personal animal slaughter. Three senators are proposing to allow consumers who buy a live animal directly from a producer for their own use to have it slaughtered without the need for federal inspection. Vermont Senators Peter Welch, a Democrat, Bernie Sanders, an Independent, have teamed up with Cory Booker, a Democrat of New Jersey, to introduce the Livestock Owned by Communities to Advance Local Foods Act. The bill would expand a current Federal Meat Inspection Act provision that exempts livestock owners looking to process their animals for personal use from meat inspection requirements. Take note. The proposal is intended to help expand livestock processing options in areas with few USDA-inspected slaughterhouses, according to a one-pager. Here's today's final word. Yeah, I'm not a fan of tariffs. They raise prices for American consumers. I'm more of a free trade kind of Republican that remembers how many jobs are created by the exports we engage in. That Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky to reporters yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, September 25th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.